With no end in sight to rotting vacant homes dragging down communities, State Assemblyman Michael Kearns has started posting signs naming the banks responsible. Kearns says lenders are not following through on foreclosures, partly because it's just a number on a piece of paper.
So for them, they're looking for the most inexpensive way to handle the problem. And what happens is they will use every single legal loophole, such as assigning the property to another bank. So they'll file the list pendants, they'll wait 3 years, and then they'll push the problem onto another bank. And this goes on and on and on.
Along the way, communities that were once stable are being dragged down. Kern says eventually the banks walk away, the homes are beyond repair, and taxpayers are left holding the bag for the cost of demolition. He says hopefully if enough people act, the shame campaign will hit the banks in the pocketbook.
And that's the only way we're going to get the banks to listen is through the pocketbook. And that's what we're doing, and I'm getting a great response from the neighbors throughout all Western New York.
In fact, Kern says he's getting calls from all over the state about expanding the campaign. He says the Assembly has passed legislation to stop banks from abandoning property, but the Senate has refused to act. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.